Hello, Pisces. April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your full moon messages, and the moon is in your sun, little fishies. So let's see here what the moon message is for you. Now, keep in mind this may or may not resonate, could be your story. Leave what resonates, and apply what does, okay? Now, we are in a Mercury retrograde, and I did just say that backwards, so there you go. That should let you know. Things will be slowing down, seeming to move backward. We may have do-overs, miscommunications, all kinds of good stuff. You know the drill, right? Now, I threw down some story cubes to get a preliminary. Now, you know what? While I was shuffling the Pisces, I did get an additional message of look in that cup before you accept it. Okay? So I'm not sure if that means, an opportunity being offered to you, love being offered to you, or someone's trying to roofie your ass. I'm not sure, but that was the message. Now, in your story cubes, we have a fish. That is you. We have an airplane. There could be some travel. We have an arrow, choosing a direction in spirituality. We have a lightning bolt. We have a third eye. Something could strike your third eye, or some, a bolt of lightning, a fountain. This is abundance. Shadow. Okay, there could be some shadow work you need to do, or there is a shadow around you. We have an L for love and an abacus for moral authority over yourself. Okay, this is self policing, if you will. Now, maybe you're seeing something within yourself, your shadow side that needs to be cleaned up here a little bit, okay? Or it's this offer coming in, and your intuition is telling you to take another look at it before you just kind of leap right on in there. There's some kind of shadow aspect, I'll be. There could be a little bit of the devil energy feels like here. Now there's traveling here that could be metaphorically. This could be physical, actually going somewhere. Closing a gap, okay. Traveling spiritually, I don't know, maybe you're astral planing, okay? But this message would be I think you should strike while the iron is hot, but at the same time, do a little preemptive fact checking before you accept it, okay? I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I got. All right. Now, let's pull some cards and then we're going to clarify them. Oh, wait a minute. No, before we do that, we're going to give you three messages from my own spiritual guidance deck. Boy, oh, this Mercury retrograde is kicking my ass. It's just like, oh. Okay, your first message is loyalty. All right, Pisces, who are you loyal to? Who's loyal to you? What does that mean to you? Okay. This could be your shadow side, you know, that moral authority I was alluding to earlier. Okay. And are you loyal to yourself, to your own needs, to what's important to you? Or are you, you know, maybe being a little bit of a martyr, in the interest of others, putting others' interests before your own? Why don't you see me is the next message. Okay. So Pisces, wow. All right. Something is trying to get your attention. Or you are feeling like you're not being seen or heard for who you really are, okay? Or valued or appreciated for that. Values, yep, of course. All right. So, what are your values? What is your moral authority? Are you loyal? Are you demanding that or expecting that from others? Do you get it? Okay. These are all the things that this full moon is going to bring about. Okay. And it could come like a bolt of lightning because we do have a lightning bolt on the board and the third eye. All right. So you could be seeing things, maybe perhaps in a different light. Okay. And maybe, you know, like I said, that cup of love that you, we all know Pisces wants that. But take a look into that cup. That's all I'm saying. All right. Is there gold in that cup or is there poo-poo in that cup? You need to check it. Okay. For real. All right, Pisces. Let's see. Spirit, what are the messages, please, for this full moon in Pisces, for the star seed of Pisces? What messages do you have, please, Spirit? For the star seed of Pisces in this full moon of Pisces. You're going to be doing some real examination here and choosing a direction to go in. All right. And I don't know, from just like a surface practical view, looking at these, the storyline here, I don't know. Maybe once you see something, you're going to get on a plane and hightail it the hell out of there. Swim away. Now, this fountain normally represents abundance and a flowing of things. I don't know why I just got the download that for some of you, this could feel like a trap, you know, like a money trap or a love trap, a trap of some kind. Like you're being promised this abundance and everything, but at the end of the day, you're just going to end up stuck in a fishbowl. Okay. What are the messages for Pisces, please, for this full moon? Messages for the star seed of Pisces, please. Spirit, what are the messages? What does Pisces need to know for their highest good? What does Pisces need to know for their highest good, please, Spirit? Thank you. Three of Pentacles reversed. Okay. So, yeah, that's normally a collaboration and a working together. Okay. But it's reversed. So, again, that could be someone could have involved you in something that you now feel trapped in. All right. Pisces need to swim free, though. We're not trying to be in this little fishbowl right here. With the Two of Swords, a decision needs to be made. You've been blindfolded, refusing to see that you could get yourself out of this situation. Eight of Swords reversed. All right. All you need to do is book that flight, baby. Okay. I mean, seriously, it is just a matter of you not wanting to put the work in anymore. If you've given up on something, maybe. Eight of Pentacles reversed. What else for Pisces, please? Maybe you feel like someone's given up on you. They don't see that you love them. They don't value your love, even. Okay. Maybe you feel you put in too much effort already. Ten of Cups, right. You've given this situation 10 cups, and in that pre-shuffle message, you were only getting one cup, and it was filled with some crap. Okay? It was filled with burden and just crap, dude. What? All right. Spirit, what else have you got? The Hangman, and that's your energy, Pisces. Okay. So here you are. You are standing strong right here in the middle of your reading. All right. Now, at some point in your life, you've probably become aware that you were intuitive. You might have always known it. I don't, it's different for everyone. You might also be in a place of reality, whereas Pisces is normally a dreamy, watery, but right now I think you're seeing a shadow side, either of yourself, someone else, or just a situation in general. Could be living arrangement, work arrangement, but you're seeing a shadow side to it. Knight of Swords. Some communication is going to come in hard and fast. All right. Could cause some collateral damage. It could be coming in from outside of you or above, even. These could be these downloads that you're getting. This Knight of Swords is saying, wait, wait, Pisces, don't take that cup yet. Hold on. Let's get a couple more. And we did. Two more. Thank you, Spirit. Temperance reversed. Okay. And the Two of Cups. Someone's realizing that there's something just not solid or stable enough here to sustain this relationship. Okay. As magical as you are, all right, you're not going to be able to turn that poo in the cup into gold. Although I guess, I don't know. I'm a Pisces and I have actually turned, well, I feel like I could make soup from a stone type of energy, you know? We are very creative and we can pull things out of the air or seem to, but when someone is handing you this on purpose with ill intent, Spirit does not want you to attempt to try to work with that in any way. Okay? You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to make the best out of a situation, a bad situation, but to take it on purposely is a whole nother thing. All right, let's clarify these so I can wrap up this reading. Spirit, why is the Three of Pentacles reversed for the Starseed of Pisces, please? Why is the Three of Pentacles reversed? Wow. All right. Well, normally I only take one clarifier, but this is like a pair, and they're not necessarily This could be in a working environment. There's a King of Wands reversed and a Queen of Swords reversed. So either the King of Wands is a liar, or you have two people here, and that's clarifying with Three of Pentacles reversed. So I feel like whomever you were trying to work with before, there's some kind of shadow energy having to deal with these people. All right. Maybe you've already accepted too much crap. You're ready, death. So your decision is going to create a death. It's going to create an ending or a transformation. So if you decide not to take that cup, it will create an ending, but also a new beginning. Because when one door closes, right, another one opens. So it looks like you've been working on letting this go, okay? Or on a subconscious level, or spirit is trying to assist you, maybe without you even knowing. You have the Eight of Pentacles, clarifying the Eight of Swords reversed. And if this isn't a cycle of infinity, I don't know what is. I think you've been working on this for shit, maybe lifetimes, Pisces. I mean, seriously, wow. Okay. So clarify this Eight of Pentacles reversed. This might be the shadow work that spirit wants you. Quit accepting that cup of crap because you are worth more. Yes, Queen of Pentacles is it, exactly. All right. You deserve those that wealth, that stability, that security, if you will. Why is the Ten of Cups here, Spirit? Now, for the Ten of Cups, wow, you have that Ace of Cups reversed. Okay, so you're spilling out that poo-poo cup. It never gave you the abundance and independence. Nine of Pentacles reversed. All right. Spirit, clarify the Hanged Man. It's clarified with the Hangman reversed. All right. So, yeah, there's been some wobbly, or will be, going back and forth. Questioning your decision here, or what decision you should even make. Why is this Knight of Swords here? Well, I don't know. This Knight of Swords, he could be coming in with a whole lie. We got the Ace of Wands reversed. He's coming in to tell you. This could be a message, that message I was speaking of, that's coming in to tell you, don't take it. Don't be too quick to take it. All right. Do a little further investigation might be in order here. Otherwise, you're going to keep repeating the same. We had two eights over here of infinity. This is not a cycle you want to stay in. All right. You need to move forward. Life needs to keep going. We can't stay in the same place, in the same fishbowl. Temperance reversed is clarified by the Two of Wands. I think you'll want to stay out of the emotional, getting caught up in emotions. This is going to require a little more analysis than heart space. Okay. And Spirit, show me these Two of Cups. Why are the Two of Cups here for Pisces? Clarify the Two of Cups. Thank you, Spirit. The Fool reversed. Yeah. I feel like you really are not trying to take any foolish chances here, okay? And you're not going to suffer fools either. You've already done that. Like I said, apparently for lifetimes. So this is the breaking of a cycle. This is pretty big. That's why there's a lightning bolt here. Okay. Once you get this shadow work done, Pisces, you're going to just take off here with the airplane. All right. So those are your messages for this full moon in Pisces. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.